Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Johnny Kane. He works for Bally Sports Detroit. Let's talk and learn a little bit more about the Tigers, who have been hot, hot, hot of late. Johnny, man, happy to have you on the show today, man. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, man.
Absolutely, man. Long time no talk, man. Let's start with this. The Tigers were 10 games back of the Royals, I believe, in the middle of August, and they have turned into the hottest team in baseball. What has changed for the Tigers?
Yeah, dude, August 10th to be exact, 10 games out of it. And you go back to, you know, when the wild card era began back in 94, like no team has ever made the postseason. And there were a lot of, obviously, people that wrote off the Tigers. But I don't know, man. It's hard to, like, encapsulate exactly, you know. Like, there is a true team concept where you don't have one guy that has to carry – you know, any more of his share. Like, obviously, Riley Green leads this team in homers, average, in RBIs, and Terry Skubal, obviously, you know, could be the unanimous Cy Young. So those are two elite-level players. But on a day-to-day, it's not like they're just riding their coattails. You know, it's this collective unit of guys that are maximizing their potential at the right time. And I think back to, like, back when I used to cover Kansas City, you know, I think back to how special that run was in 2014. And you know, you had those young guys that came up through the system. Yes, they added a couple nice pieces in free agency, but when you talk about some of the younger players that were coming into their own, like Hosmer, Moose, Lorenzo Cain, like those guys got going at the right time, and then they caught fire. And that's like what this team is doing. Like the third youngest team in baseball, and they just collectively, you know, passed the baton onto the next guy. And like some people would say it was unsustainable, but you know, you go back over the last 41 games, they're 31-19. I mean, that's how you get it done. And then you just continue, to show up every day. You wipe the slate clean. It's a brand new canvas. And then you go back to doing exactly what you did the day before. So it's been an incredible run, man. I'll be honest with you. It's as much fun covering baseball as I've ever had. And I've been covering baseball for 19 years.
I was just going to ask you, do you see the similarities between this Tigers team and the 14 Royals, that the Royals in the middle of August just got hot kind of out of nowhere and no one wanted to play them in the postseason? They eventually rode that wave all the way to the World Series. Obviously, the story is being written right now for the Detroit Tigers, but I wouldn't want to play them if I was Houston, the Yankees, or the Guardians.
Yeah, and that's kind of it, right? So everybody says you got to get hot at the right time, but how do you time that? Like, I'm a big horse racing guy, you know, and when you see a horse, say you've got a horse you bet on, when he makes his move and he makes it too early and then he gets out kicked it in the home stretch, it's like, oh, man, we mistimed it, right? Didn't have a good ride, ran out of gas. You got to try to time those runs, just like Kansas City did in 2014. And when they got hot, they got hot. And if you go back to the wild card game against the A's, you know, they're down four with six outs to go, and then they continue to get hot. And then you sweep your way through the DSCS and then go to seven games against the Giants. Now, they ultimately didn't get it done with the tying run 90 feet away, but they timed it right. And so the Tigers have somehow, it wasn't like by strategy where you said, okay, hey, on August 10th or August 11th, let's turn it on now. But they've timed this run right now where you see other teams coming back to the pack, and this lead horse right now is the one that nobody wants to face. So can it continue to go? Why not, right? I mean, as AJ Hinch said, I don't like to call it a run. Like, I don't want to call it like, hey, you guys are having a nice little streak, because streaks come to an end. Runs come to an end. He said, this is just the way we play. And I don't think anybody wants this to come to an end. So if that's the belief, right, it's not like, hey, we're playing out of our minds and at some point we're going to come back to earth. They've been doing it for 6 weeks, right? So at some point you say, this is who we are. And then when you wake up every morning, it's not as if you're having an out-of-body experience. It's like, hey, this is who we thought we were. And now the rest of the league says, okay, this is who the Tigers are.
Right now, we're talking to Johnny Kane for a couple more minutes here. He works for Bally Sports in Detroit. This is how I've been looking at it, Johnny, and I'm curious to get your perspective. I don't think the Royals are competing with the Tigers. They are way too hot right now. They have three games left against the White Sox. The Tigers are making the postseason. Right now for the Royals, the question is, are you going to be better than the Mariners and the Twins? It's those teams fighting for those last couple of spots. But the Tigers, just given how hot they've been and their schedule, I just don't see them outright missing the postseason.
Yeah, I think that would be improbable now at this point, which is wild to consider, again, considering all the things we talked about when they were counted out. But there's a reason they play 162, and obviously both Kansas City and Detroit, you know, in really good spots. I mean, I think if you had anybody call in from Minnesota or Seattle, they'd say, hey, I'd trade places with you in a heartbeat. So even though the Royals haven't been playing their best baseball, obviously, you know, big win today, you know, you're still in it. So get to the dance and then let's see. Like, I think they still are who they are, right? And over the course of the entire season, they've been a better ball club than have the Tigers. But over the last 6 weeks, you would say otherwise. So now just get to the dance. You know how that works. Like, just get there and then let's see how it goes. Minnesota, I think, is coming back to the pack. Like, they might have gassed themselves out, right? And Seattle obviously needs a lot of things to happen. Well, I'll be watching that, obviously, the Minnesota-Miami game tonight because – the Tigers' magic number is 2, same with Kansas City, and we'll see what the Twins are able to do because if they continue to slide, the more they slide, the better that obviously impacts the Tigers' chances of getting in.
What is your perception of the Minnesota Twins? That's a team that obviously we are very familiar with in this division. I've seen them a lot. You've seen them a lot as well. They have had a tremendous slide over the course of the last 3-4 weeks or so. What have you seen with this Twins team that has caused them to take this much of a stumble?
I don't know, man. And that's like, that's the tough thing to pinpoint, you know, like I don't watch them every day as intently. I still think they're a good ball club, but it's like when you go through these ebbs and flows of a season, like you can't be, you know, this is now not the time to be dipping, you know? And so then that puts a strain on everybody. And I hate to use cliches, but when it says, you know, guys are trying to do too much or the manager is going to get some heat, the reality is it's a results-based business. And I think these guys aren't coming to the ballpark playing freely, right? Because once there's expectation, you say, okay, you know, hey, we're expected to be here. Or when you lock up a guy like Carlos Correa, it's like, okay, well, this is what we need to do. These are the projections. And then you start playing tight, right? And then guys are trying to perform up to an expectation rather than allowing the results to come naturally. I think when you look at a team like Detroit where you say, okay, what are the expectations? Well, there aren't any. Okay, so just go play free, have a little fun while you're out there, and do, you know, do the fundamental things right, like do the routine things well. And I think that's like that's the difference in the styles, like the brand of baseball that we're watching. So it's a much more enjoyable brand to watch, but I can't pinpoint what it is for Minnesota. And I do feel for those guys because, see, that, like, you know, you've seen it too, man. You've covered Royals baseball for a long time. Like, sometimes when it's not working and then you start reaching for why it's not working, sometimes it just doesn't work, right? I mean, sometimes it's the construct of a team. Sometimes it's just you just aren't playing your best ball at certain times, and it's more of a broad brush of, hey, we're just not playing good ball. Why? X, Y, and Z, you know? I don't think it's easy to pinpoint, but they got to figure it out. And right now the sand in the hourglass is running out.
Last question here for Johnny Cain. He covers the Detroit Tigers. They have been the hottest team in baseball for the last couple of weeks. They are in contention with the Royals for one of the wild card spots. It's been their biggest nemesis, I would say, over the last 3-4 weeks or so. At least on this show, I want the Royals to play the Orioles. I do not like their chances against Houston. We're talking about a team that has been to the postseason in 7 years with the Royals offense. I don't want anything to do with the Astros. I'm wondering from you guys' side, do you care who you play in the postseason or with this run that the Tigers have been on, you guys will take any opponent that is in front of you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, again, you kind of let all that stuff play out, and then once you start trying to pick an opponent, like, you know, at first it's like, hey, man, we're not supposed to get in, and then you get in, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, I think we match up better here. If every team, if you put on alert every team that's out there, like, I think New York's really good. Like, I do. I think the Orioles, like, we've taken 5 out of 6. We faced them twice, you know, in the last 2 weeks. So it's like once you have their attention, it's like put the pressure on the opponent and don't necessarily worry about, you know, where you match up better. Let them worry about how they match up against you. So, you know, get in. Like, for the Tigers, they haven't been to the playoffs since 2014. And if you remember back then when Kansas City went on its run, you know, the Orioles swept that Tiger team, and that Tiger team was stacked, especially from a pitching standpoint, right? That was Scherzer, Verlander, Porcello. And the Royals didn't, you know, they hadn't played the Tigers that well all season long in the division. And then all of a sudden, the Orioles swept the Tigers out of it. So the Royals ended up getting matched up with Baltimore, and then they swept Baltimore. And there was that unbelievable line from Gerard Dyson, I remember, after the Royals had taken the first 2 in Baltimore. And I forget who it was for the Orioles, but he said, yeah, we just got to go to Kansas City, you know, win 3 games and come back here and finish it at home. And Gerard said, I don't believe that, and I don't think they do either, right? But he said the right thing, and they ended up sweeping them. So, again, I think the Tigers have put the rest of the league on notice, and I think as long as they say we don't want to face you, the Tigers will say, okay, we'll play whoever we get.
That is our guy, Johnny Cain, joining us on the show today. He's with Bally Sports of Detroit. He is covering the hottest team in baseball. Johnny, man, it's been fun to watch your journey over the last decade or so. You've done great stuff with the Lions, with the Pistons, and now you're covering the hottest team in baseball, man. I hope that you guys have a tremendous postseason run, man.
I appreciate it, brother, and continued success to you as well, man. Life's a blessing.
Absolutely. That is Johnny Cain joining us on the show today. He used to be here in Kansas City. He now went back home to Detroit, and he covers all things Detroit.